Coast 93.1. Good morning. Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I think my results, well, another couple minutes maybe. We did our HIV test for World AIDS Day, Todd. Franny Peabody Center Executive Director, Katie Rutherford, who's a friend of mine, was here. And, you know, just to talk about it because it's one of those things that a lot of people don't talk about. And part of that is because it's scary. You know, HIV does not have a cure. But right. The chance of HIV becoming AIDS, which is the way it works, it's, you start with the virus and then AIDS is the syndrome, you know, that you develop, your immune system develops. And the chance of that happening is very slim right now, as long as you take care of yourself, because there's treatment for it, you know, and you can basically, it's not a cure, but you can basically become undetectable where you take a test and it doesn't even show up positive on the test, even though you still
Yet
do.
You have it?
Wow. Yeah, it's weird.
Oh,
it's like weird. But
false, what is that? False negative, I guess?
Yeah, kinda. It's weird. It's not something I completely understand, but I just know that that's the way it works.
Yeah.
But there's so many ways to prevent from getting it. You know, if you're single and you're a female and you're taking birth control, why not take PrEP too? You know, talk to your doctor about it. You can take a pill every day, just like you take your birth control, right? You take that every day.
I don't anymore.
No. But I mean, I meant that as a general
that
you.
That is what they do.
Okay.
Yes, but, I'm a walking birth control.
I wouldn't say that.
No, but yes, you do take it every day. Yep.
Yeah, and why not just take the other one to prevent, you know, prevent from getting an incurable virus?
I can still remember when a friend of mine, who is now a friend of mine, literally just said to me in passing, "Oh, I'm positive," and I was like, "What?" And he was like, and I didn't even know what he was talking about. And he just said, "I'm HIV positive." And the way that he said it, it was sort of like, "Okay, I have this. There doesn't have to be a stigma around it." And I was like, "All right." And it was just, and then I have another friend who is also positive. And it's sort of like the more we talk about it and the people that are positive talk about it, it lessens the stigma.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, "I'm positive. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that." And then, you know, you move on.
Right. And you go, "Okay, are you taking care of yourself?"
Right.
Right. You know?
Exactly.
Because you can have treatment and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, in most cases, you know.
I got to be honest, I almost forgot about HIV and AIDS. I mean,
I know.
It was huge when we were growing up
in
the 80s and 90s. Huge. And now it's like, I don't know. It seems like it's a back burner type thing, but, you know, there is no cure. So.
And that's because there's so much that you can do to prevent it and to treat it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not a death sentence like it used to be.
Mm. Okay.
You know? But so I've never gotten a mammogram, obviously. Like, I mean, men can get breast cancer, but I've never gotten a mammogram. But I imagine this is kind of how it feels, where you go in and you're kind of nervous because even if you're not at risk, there's the potential, you know? You can't help but do the what if.
Absolutely.
You know?
Any of these tests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's
now
like when
I mean,
we do the COVID test now, too.
I know.
Every
exactly.
time I'm waiting, you know, like, oh, God.
I think I have COVID every other day. day. I'm like, this
still,
is it. Here it
still.
Is.
And remember when we said at the beginning of COVID, we were like, oh, my God, I have it, you know?
Yeah.
Now we're vaccinated. The three of us are boosted, right? Did you?
I go today for boost and flu.
Next week for a booster.
Okay, so we're all going to be boosted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we still go,
Yeah. Every day. I walk around with a thermometer in my bag.
Do you really?
No.
But it's on my nightstand.
Okay. You check it every morning?
I will say a few times a week.
Yeah.
Maybe not every morning.
Yeah.
But
well, that's the paranoid life of Kelly Toll.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But also prepared.